Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Joy Dooling, and you are listening to the Joy of Membership podcast. This podcast is for membership leaders. So we talk about strategies for attracting, engaging, and retaining members. But that's not entirely the focus of the show, because let's be honest here, there is no shortage of advice out there on best practices in membership. What we need to talk about is how to actually make those things possible in the real world, how to be absolutely sure that growth practices are going to stick, how to make those things easier, more consistent, and even automatic in some cases. Sound good? Then stick around because we're about to jump into it. Hey there, Joy Dooling here, host of the Joy of Membership podcast. Welcome to this week's episode. I promise that this week's episode is actually about member experience, but first, a quick personal story. Recently, I shared with a client via email that I would be leaving soon for a vacation, a 10-day Harley trip where I try to be completely off the grid. She commented that she never would have guessed that I was a Harley girl. I had to laugh when I read her message and very quickly responded that I most certainly was not a Harley girl. Riding the motorcycle is my husband's passion, not mine. In fact, I drive my safe, comfortable Subaru behind the group of motorcycles, providing a vehicle where they can stash all the stuff that they don't want to pack on their motorcycles. My husband and I came up with this approach many years ago when it was clear that we had very different preferences for how we wanted to experience these trips. If I had to vacation his way, I would be miserable. If he had to vacation my way, he'd also be disappointed. This sort of situation is not uncommon for membership organizations as well. Different members of your association will have different preferences in how they want to consume content and engage with the community. Some may prefer longer form content like blog posts, while others may prefer shorter formats like social media posts or infographics. Some members may prefer to engage directly with other members, while others prefer to lurk and observe. There's no one right way to accommodate all of these different preferences and styles, but there are some things that you can do to make sure that everyone feels welcome and included in your community. Here are a few tips. First, make sure that your content is available in a variety of formats. Encourage members to share their own content and perspectives. This can help create a more diverse and inclusive community. Everyone has something valuable to contribute. We just have to figure out the way that they will actually do so. The same holds true for events like your annual conference. Make sure to offer a variety of sessions with a wide array of presentation styles and activities so that everyone can find something that interests them and a way that they can get involved. For example, in addition to offering the traditional in-person breakouts and live streams, you may want to consider activity booths, dedicated quiet spaces, color-coded name tags that help people find things they have in common, local tours, pop-up social media groups, morning yoga, non-alcoholic happy hours, or interactive photo walls. You can also provide transcripts of your events for those who prefer to read instead of listen. You could provide childcare at events so that parents can attend without worrying about their children. Ultimately, it's up to you to decide what will work best for your membership community. But simply considering that not everyone shares the same preferences, you'll begin creating a framework for personalizing a member's experience. Of course, you do not have to offer all of this variety and diversity immediately. Just sprinkle in some new ideas and see how members respond. I would love to hear about the ways that you've accommodated different styles and preferences in your membership community. Drop me a line on LinkedIn and let me know. And by the way, if we're not connected there, let's fix that. LinkedIn is where I hang out the most on social media, so I would love to engage in conversation on that platform. So look me up. Now, if your organization is ready to start talking about new ways to engage with members, new ways to start personalizing their member experience, there are some great ways that you can make this easy to do. It does not have to take more of your time. In fact, it can take less of your time. But it starts with having a conversation about what the possibilities are. You could hop on my schedule quickly and easily by going to joyofmembership.com/consult. Of course, you'll have to wait until we get back from this upcoming Harley trip, where, again, I will be driving my nice, safe, comfortable Subaru behind the pack of bikes. That's all for this week, keeping it short and sweet. Have a great week and take care. Hey there, you made it all the way to the end. Bravo to you. I'm back in just one last time to remind you that there's a free one-page PDF available over at the website that shows you more than 20 ways that technology could be supporting your efforts to attract, engage, and retain more members. It's actually broken down into the stages of the member journey, so you'll know exactly where each piece fits. And everything that's on that one pager can actually be automatically done for you with software that costs less than $1,000 per year. So if you haven't already grabbed it, you can get your copy at joyofmembership.com/tech. joyofmembership.com/tech. TECH. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.